Brewers down to their final out now. Now up to Christian Yelich. Here it is. Yelich sends one to right center and deep.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Brewers Podcast. My name is KJ Eichsted. I'll be your host. And the Milwaukee Brewers are 7-3 after the first 10 games, Brewers fans. I think everybody's pretty pleased with the start. We've got Christian Yelich hitting well. He's got an OPS over 1,000. We've got Jackson Chourio hitting well. He certainly doesn't look like the youngest player in the majors. We've got the pitching, which is expected to maybe be a like an area of weakness, doing okay so far. There have been a few, you know, things the Brewers could tighten up a little bit, but overall, you're judged by your record. And the Brewers are 7-3. We're one of the best teams in baseball if you go by the win-loss column, which, hey, last time I checked, they still do. So there's a lot to be excited for. We're very excited to have you all here today, talk some more Brewers baseball. I'm joined by my co-host, Alex Eichsted. Alex, how you doing, my friend?
KJ, I'm doing well. Brewers fans, thanks for tuning in. Crew off to a 700, 7-3. Take that every day of the week in the first 10 games. And what I've really noticed is that William Contreras is doing it again. The Brewers consistently have catchers that seem to always bat above their weight, and Contreras has been no exception since coming to the crew. He's got over a 1 OPS, batting 375. He leads the team in RBIs with 9. So when he's doing that kind of, on the offensive end, and you got the guys like Yelich and Chourio, Turang on the side, I mean, your offense is looking good, your pitching's looking good, and you've got a chance to win a lot of games. So I'm really excited about this team all summer long. Hopefully they can keep this going, KJ. Thanks for having me. Let's get into it.
Yeah, like you said, Alex, Contreras, I mean, shout out to David Stearns and Matt Arnold for pulling this one off an offseason ago, snagging him right out of the Atlanta Braves' nose. You know, just snagging Contreras or, you know, bringing him to Milwaukee. Do you know how valuable, Brewers fans, it is to have a catcher with an OPS over 1,000 with the ability to smack home runs, play great defense, and drive runs in? I saw a stat somewhere where the Brewers have not even been, they didn't allow a stolen base yet. Maybe this changed. This is last week. But they hadn't even been attempted stolen on. Opposing teams fear Contreras' arms so much that they're like, look, our analytics tell us keep the guy at first. Let's not take our chances here. This guy's an offensive juggernaut. He's a defensive specialist. That is completely rare. That's like MVP caliber. That's like $150, $200 million worth of value there out of this young guy that the Brewers got relatively cheap. It's truly unbelievable, especially when you consider the Brewers have a very talented prospect, a top 25 overall prospect in the sport down on the farm, who also happens to be a catcher, Jefferson Cuero. Get well soon, Jefferson Cuero. He hurt himself. Hopefully he's on the mend. But yeah, man, I mean, it's honestly crazy because to me, I think of value arbitrage, right? Like Christian Yelich is balling and we need him to ball. He's gotten his power back, knock on wood, right? Hopefully he keeps that up. But he's a left fielder, right fielder. You know, he's kind of like a corner outfielder at this point. You could play him a little bit at first, probably not his best position, but there are a lot of those guys who contribute offensively. Like catchers, though, you know, like back in the day, you had Joe Mauer. The dude would hit like 9-10 home runs a year. You know, you had like Yasmani Grandal the last time the Brewers went, you know, pretty deep. He wasn't nearly as good on the defensive end. And to me, it reminds me of like the tight end in football, how there's a lot of good receivers and receivers can certainly change a game. But the amount of value you get out of a tight end position, if you have an elite one like a Rob Gronkowski or a, you know, a Kelsey, is amazing and it's extraordinary simply because they're like offensive linemen and receivers and mismatches. That's what the Brewers have out of Contreras right now. So I just want to, you know, thank you for bringing that point up, Alex. I mean, yeah, man, it's really special. It's really special. I think he's exceeding all of our expectations.
Yeah, and to hold down that position, huge. But another guy who is exceeding my expectations to start the year is Colin Rea. Whatever he's pronounced, came from the Japanese League 2 years ago, signed with Milwaukee, had some appearances last year, didn't necessarily pitch the best. And Cage, he's got 11 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 2-0 to start the year. Can't ask for anything more than that. And so, you know, like, Brewers guys are kind of these journeyman players. Like, that's what we're going to need, is these journeyman type guys to, like, pick up the slack around the younger Churio, around the younger Freddy Peralta, and help this club win a lot of games. And so, you know, we're doing it again, it seems like, Cage. I know it's early, but it seems like the Brewers are doing it again. I mean, even a guy like Joe Ross, he's got 10 innings pitched and 2 earned runs given up. So he's off to a good start. That just gets you going for the entire summer. How big of it, difference do you think it is in baseball versus other sports with starting off hot?
Man, I think it's huge, especially for a team like Milwaukee. Like, imagine if you were... what was it, the Marlins, who are like 1-11 right now? Like, you might as well mail in the season. And especially in a market that's like Miami, where they don't really like to go to baseball games, so they'd rather go to the beach. I mean, the owner is probably just rolling around. I was going to say rolling in his grave, but, you know, he's still with us, obviously. Because he knows that any chance he had of putting butts in the seats this year hinged on a good start. You know, I would like to say similar to the Brewers, but the Brewers have a really loyal fan base. I got to attend my first game. It was very fun. Got the Giannis Brewers jersey. Got to see how fast I threw, which is hilarious because they say it's only for 14 and 0 and under. Snuck in there, obviously.
Have to.
You know, low key. Didn't hurt nobody.
try not to tear every Tommy John.
Yeah, try not to have a Tommy John, but it's always a good time going to Brewers games. You know, you get a nice little buzz on, you get some brewskis, get some maybe drinks in the parking lot on, get a giveaway. And it was a game that Churio actually launched a bomb. So I'm really happy for Churio to launch not just one, but multiple home runs. I mean, bro, this guy's got easy power. We saw his speed early on.
Easy power.
And then now we're seeing, I mean, his first home run was like an opposite field blast on a breaking pitch. Like, imagine this guy gets a fastball, he turns around, he could probably hit it 470, 500 feet. You know, and it's like, the fact that this guy can go oppo or he can pull and he's doing it on off-speed pitches, man, I always said he looked like Ronald Acuna Jr., and that's kind of what he reminds me of. He's got a little bit of a strikeout problem. Alex, I don't know if you're able to see, like, who leads the Brewers in strikeouts right now. It wouldn't surprise me if Churio's near the top of that list.
Churio and Contreras.
Yeah, it's like, what more are you going to expect out of a guy who's 20 years old facing major league pitchers? Like, they're having a little bit of their way with him in terms of missing the bats, but when he locks in and gets his pitch, he's swinging it, and he's hitting it, and he's clobbering it hard. He's playing great defense. He's making an impact on the bases. I'm a huge fan of Churio. I was actually going to cop a Churio jersey. It was 155 bones, $155. And, you know, not too long ago, I remember the jerseys were like $100. They're like $110. They're $115. They're $155, which, look, we could probably, you know, we could afford that. Like, I'll probably still end up copping a Churio jersey. But I did not want to get, like, the weird-looking yellow. I wanted to get, like, a crisp white one. And, yeah, man, I went with a friend. You know, I wore my Yelly jersey, the white with the gold trim of the previous color scheme. And I gave my Prince Fielder jersey also the same, you know, white, crisp white, gold color scheme. You know, the foil gold. It's really sharp. Because I also like the 82 Harvey's Wallbangers jersey style. But these new ones, man, I'm not the biggest fan of. I got to be honest with the Brewers fans. I think, like, the white, which is actually not even white, it's like a cream yellow, doesn't really look great to me. I think it is a new era here.
I could be off
on
this.
Yeah, go for it.
But I saw some things around X that suggested that Fanatics had the new MLB jersey deal this season.
They did.
One only thing I know about Fanatics, despite, like, the name, is that their owner, their CEO, throws these parties, these like celebrity, you know, excessive parties,
blowing racket on the parties.
So he's totally lobbied for the jerseys, and he's completely dropped the ball, Cage. I think these are some of the ugliest jerseys in baseball history.
Yeah,
Brewers
good point,
fans,
brother.
Let us know what you think. Like, straight up, Fanatics jerseys now in the MLB. Yikes. I don't know. Like, it's not really about the uniforms. Luckily, baseball is just one of those games that keeps going on because you can, like,
you're right.
Get your uniforms dirty. You can be out there with dirt all over your uniform in baseball. It's one of those sports that's awesome like that. But, I mean, you're also just like, man, don't break what's not broken. And well, they may have done that at the jersey department. You know, that was a little.
Well, yeah, and I think you're right. Like, Michael Rubin, his name is. He certainly is very well connected. You know, he's got Tom Brady. Like, he's got all these guys a phone call away, Travis Scott, you name it. But I think he's slacking a bit when it comes to the overall quality of the jerseys. And Brewers fans, you've probably seen a couple articles on this, so we're not here to beat a dead horse on the ground. I'm mainly talking about the scheme. Like, if I'm going to get a Jackson Chourio jersey for the next 8 to 10 years, I want to get the coolest looking one possible. I think I'm going to have to go with like the 82 whites, you know, because they got rid of like the crisp, you know, white and gold color
scheme.
Bring back
now the
they got this like
down.
Now they have this like weird looking yellow cream white. I'm not a huge fan of that. You know, I'm not a huge fan of like the dark bluish, you know, like, hey, look, I deal with it. I got bigger fish to fry. But just to bring it back to my original point is like, I'm going to have to cop a Chourio jersey, even if it is 150 bones. And, yeah, that ain't cheap, but, hey, Chourio is the guy's jersey to get. If you're not getting a Contreras, right? Like, if you don't already have the Yelly, you know, everyone who got the Corbin Burns jerseys, what good are those now, right? Everyone who got the Devin Williams jerseys, what
good
are those now?
If you held on to your Yelly through this stretch, wear it proudly again, because he's batting 324, 4 home runs, 9 RBIs, KJ. I think 4 HRs in 9 games, he didn't play in all 10, is just like a sign that he's seeing the baseball again, and then he's actually,
yeah,
like,
you're right,
going to be a threat back at the plate. He's a guy that you hope to get this out of, and he's giving you more than what you expected. Another player like that also I want to shout out is Bryce Turang, who has 7 stolen bases in the first 10 games. He actually leads the Brewers offense in WAR with 0.7 so far because of those 7 stolen bases and his 353 average. As a second baseman, that's everything you can do. Like,
yeah,
I used to.
Absolutely.
I mean, I love Ricky Weeks, and I'm happy he's our assistant coach. He was one of my favorite players, if not my favorite Brewer growing up.
Despite batting 200.
Despite batting 200 and not being able to steal bags, Cage. He was a second baseman that could not really steal a lot of bags. Like, Ricky.
He could steal, like, 22 bags, you know, for.
In his prime.
He was,
right?
Like, a running
like,
back. He was.
In 10 games. Yeah, yeah, he was more of like a.
He was more meant to be a running
hitter
back
than a one hitter. He's just a hard guy to plug in, truly in the batting lineup, Ricky.
Maybe he'll be a better coach than he was player.
I think there's a shot. Like, he's doing all the right things so far. And Turang, I'm sure he's working with Turang, right? You're a second baseman. What player would you work with probably the most, KJ? The young second baseman that's taking the spot that you played for, like, 10 years. So, Turang coming out of the gate swinging. What are your thoughts on just some of the young guys around the Chourio stardom that have, I guess, like, you know, been on this Brewers roster for a while? You've kind of seen them in the minors, and now they're finally getting their shot. You know, think of a Sal Frelick as well.
You know, I understand why the Brewers are putting Chourio in right, because, like, then you can play Sal in center, stuff like that. But I really think you got to build the team around your cornerstones, right? And it's become apparent that Willy Adames is not a cornerstone. It's become apparent that Chourio and Contreras are the cornerstones, and you want to get that value arbitrage up the middle, right? You want to get that out of your center fielder, that Chourio production. You want to get that out of your catcher, right? Because then you can fill in the first base slot with a guy like Rhys Hoskins. You know, you can fill in the right field slot with a guy like Yelly. You can put Sal Frelick somewhere out there. You can fill in second base with a Turang. That's kind of the name of the game, bro. None of this would be possible without Chourio and Contreras doing it. Because, like, let's just put it on the flip side, right? Like, let's say the Brewers' catcher position was an automatic out, like most teams. would you even have the Brewers at 7-3 right now, or would they be 3-7? They'd probably be 3-7.
We'd be 3-7, bro. We'd be 3-7.
Exactly. So it's like you got to get those good positions up the middle. It's really everything. And, yeah, man, I'm just thankful that the Brewers have been able to get these guys. It certainly takes a lot of skill. It certainly takes a lot of hard work. It's certainly not a lot, like maybe a tiny bit of luck, but like, I mean, hours and hours of scouting, like tons and tons of phone calls, and they got it done, man. We've got a great future center fielder if they don't start putting him there. Like, Sal Frelich was kind of interesting to me to start the year because he's one of these former top 30 prospects as well, who has kind of like started off the year a little slow, right? But the good news is with him is he's looking to pick it up a little bit. Like, he's certainly picking it up a little bit. You know, and you figure he's going to pick it up more as the year goes on. But he's got a hit tool. That's why he was such a coveted prospect. And it, as far as I'm concerned, like, he started off the year awful, but he's raising his average. You figure he's going to keep doing that. And then some of these other guys, like a Turang, might, like, crash back to earth a little bit, something like that. We'll see what happens to some of these other filler guys. All I can say is I'm really happy we got Rhys Hoskins a little more than Rowdy Tellez this year, because Tellez, you kind of always knew you're playing with house money. You're like, okay, this guy might be getting a few hits here, but is he really, like, how long is he going to keep this up for? You know, like,
I don't know how this this is holding together my house. But, man, I'm gonna ride it until the end, right? It's like the old car that you were just, like, somehow getting a good rate out of, Rowdy Tellez.
You got the bungee cord. You got the bungee cord.
Around the league, Yankees are 10-2, Guardians are 8-3, Rangers are 6-5. Those are division leaders in the American League. The National League has the Braves at 7-3, Pirates 9-3 leading the division, cage, the Central, and Dodgers 10-4. Do you believe in the Pirates?
Do I believe in the Pirates? You know, I saw that Joey Bart went there. He was like the number two overall pick years ago for the I want to believe. I want to believe, but I just don't, man. I think the Pirates are years away. I think this division's pretty stacked.
They
like,
still
you saw how talented. Well,
and
he went back there.
Is, bro.
I mean, Joey maybe Bart? Maybe we should believe it. I saw Joey Bart clock the home run with his first pitch. But the thing about our division is the Reds, right? Like, they have a guy just like Jackson Chirio. They got Ellie De La Cruz. He smacked bombs against the Brewers with both sides of the plate. I mean, he's a stud, right? He's a guy that they're going to be building around. They almost missed their chance to sign him to a big deal. If you haven't seen this guy play, he's absolutely electric. He's one of the most exciting players in baseball. The Reds are going to be a little bit of a problem, I think, because they have him to build around. They're going to get Joey Votto's money coming off the books. If it, you know, hasn't come off the books already, I'd have to double-check that. But it's going to be coming off the books soon, at the very least. The Cubs, you know, they have a pretty good farm system. They got some spending power. They got a guy named Craig Counsell over there, who I don't wish well as long as he's in the Cubs uniform. But as soon as he wants to come back up to this side, I'm happy to celebrate him. And then
he's 7-4.
Exactly, man. So there's the Pirates. You know, it's the Cardinals. You can never count out the Cardinals. I refuse to count out the Cardinals. But this is going to be a pretty stacked division if the Brewers surprise. Like, I think Pittsburgh's going to flounder a bit over the larger sample size. But, yeah, I mean, like you said, Yankees looking like they're really good. Braves are doing really good. Ohtani's doing really good. I think he leads the MLB in doubles. You know, but big market teams that you kind of expected, and they're spending all that money. Talking about these mid-sized markets like Brewers, Orioles, I'm excited for teams like them. And I think Brewers fans are too. So who the Brewers have coming up, Alex, and maybe we can wrap up.
Yep. Just as an aside, as I pull that up, is I'm not trying to see Ohtani win at all. Like, I'm not a believer in this.
I'm sick
dude,
of hearing it.
And I'm sick of hearing about him. So I don't want to hear him win anything as long as I have, you know, Brewer fandom in my heart. But we've got the Reds two more games, and then the Orioles followed by the San Diego Padres. So some exciting series. Orioles are one of the teams I would root for, actually.
They called up Jackson Holliday. They just called him
Jackson Holliday. I mean, how can you not root for the guy? Like, baseball is all about rooting for the young prospects. And, like,
it really is.
In my opinion, not the super teams. But that's coming as a, you know, lifelong underdog fan. So
exactly. Well, hey, I think the Brewers, like, let's say we go 5-5 in our next 10 games, right? That'll put us at 12-8, which is, what is that, like a 600 winning percentage? Something like that. I think it's a 600 win percentage. Yeah, I mean, like, I'd be happy with that. If someone told you, hey, 20 games in, 1/8 of the season, you'd be 12-8, I'd be like, let's go. Let's keep sustaining this. Let's just keep winning series by series by series. That's the motto here. Just want to thank Alex for coming on the show today. I want to thank all the Brewers fans for listening in. A little bit of a shorter episode today, but don't worry, Brewers fans. We'll be here again. We'll talk to you about some more Brewers baseball. It's a very exciting team. I encourage you to go and get to a game if you haven't already. I encourage you to get your Cheerio jersey. He looks like the real deal. Don't sleep on Contreras. Yelly looks like he's back. I'm not going to speak too soon on that. I said looks like. And Pat Murphy is doing great. So there's a lot to be excited about. I think the best is yet to come. I really do. Thank you again. We'll catch you next time.
Listening to Ike music.
Let's go. Just was trying to treat it. Now I'm not there. I feel something.